Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, how is everybody today? This is Genevieve, and welcome to Genevieve Hymns, an episode here where we look at God's Word from a trans and queer perspective. How are you today? It's been a wonderful day for you, I trust. Here it's been rather warm. Yesterday was 70 degrees. Today was close to that. You know, a couple of warm, really warm days. And it's not even spring yet. You know, I always tell my friends, you know, this is just a tease. Because some of you probably know this. You know, I've seen it snow in May here. You know, so... Now, something spring is something to look forward to, but, you know, it's still some cold weather to come before we really get into the spring and the summer months. Today, I'd like to talk about Lent. What is Lent? Lent is also one of my favorite times of the year, simply because it's the where we celebrate Christ's, you know, we be mindful of Christ's, you know, crucifixion, death, and resurrection. For me personally, Lent means a lot to me simply because I understand why Jesus died. And it goes, I remember growing up as a Catholic, and I grew up in the Catholic faith, and it was kind of a big to-do. It was one of the big events of the Catholic calendar. You had Ash Wednesday, later on, you had other services intermingled. You also had a Good Friday. Always had a Good Friday service. And you had Maundy. In some traditions, you have what's called Maundy Thursday. That's like paying homage to the night before Jesus died. It's called Maundy Thursday. It's done in some traditions. And I tend to agree to have Maundy Thursday services. They also had Friday and finally they had Easter service. Now let's get on the first day in Ash Wednesday, first day. And it goes to the experience of the 4 days. Catholic tradition has a going tradition to celebrate some Protestants. I believe it's the 5th day. And after this, I say a few others. And actually, so it's in 40 days. It's at 46 days. It's at 1. It's 6 weeks. At 1. At 1. It's the last 40 days. And it's a model that uses 40 days. It's 40 days. And so you look at a number of Gospels of God in a farm. Chapter 1, verse 13. Matthew, chapter 4, verse 11. Goes more detail. And Luke, chapter 4, verse 13. Also goes. Now, what is the purpose of this? Let's see where it's preparation, reflection,
that one again?
As I mentioned, now this is a time where we pull back. I should say change course. Nothing else. Just earlier today I thought about that. I was changing a lot. I'm sure many have neglected spiritual things for change. I'm very sure that I found together during this time. Maybe they better understand So, in a sense, what's happened now kind of reflects on what happened during 40 days. And aside, I don't mean to minimize the pandemic, of course, my health care. I don't mean that at all. Something that I've lost, something I've lost that I know. And the fact that it comes very much. And during what you do, I'm fascinated to say, part of many religions. It came apart faster than them before, from years before Christ, and came apart Easter about 100 years after. So, a regular part of, I look at the fashion. Everything Thank you. Saints. So, I can understand the simplest of simplest in the 48 that represented Ash Wednesday. It's simple. I understand the simplest now, this is all like a somber experience. People have been just for their own church, or because they decided somber. But the guy is like, you know, he was getting an eternal life from, or eternal life from all of us. Once the resurrected from the dead. I think so. people have a lady time. Thank you. bullshit. Thank you.